This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. One of the legacies of last decade's housing bust is the rise of the corporate landlord. When millions of Americans lost their homes to foreclosure, a lot of their houses were snapped up by large companies and investment funds. And some of the people who made money on those deals might be familiar to you, though in a different context. Aaron Glantz, an investigative journalist for Reveal, tells their story in his new book, Home Wreckers. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
So let's start with that title. Who are the home wreckers that you're writing about?
What I'm writing about here is the people who came in and made a killing when 8 million Americans lost everything after the housing bust. So I'm talking about Donald Trump's Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, Wilbur Ross, Donald Trump's Commerce Secretary, Tom Barrack, the president's best friend, Steve Schwarzman, the chairman of Blackstone. All of these men, all close to Donald Trump, they are the people who made a killing after the housing bust. But I started working on this before Donald Trump was even elected. In 2016, I was looking at statistics that show that the homeownership rate in America had reached a 51-year low. So that it didn't just go down in 2008 and 2009 during the bust. It actually went down during every single year during the Obama presidency. You know, 8 million Americans lost their homes in the Great Recession. And what I wanted to find out was who got them. And that's what led me to the home wreckers.
Well, let's talk about one example. You tell the story of Sandy Jolly and how her family got caught up in a reverse mortgage scheme. A couple of the guys you mentioned ended up profiting off of their situation. What happened to Sandy?
Yeah, I mean, Sandy could have been any American. Her parents were typical working family. And when they got old, they saw this ad on TV for a reverse mortgage. This is the kind of mortgage where instead of you paying it off and owning your house at the end, they give you a relatively small sum of money sometimes and then add interest and fees month after month so that the loan gets bigger and bigger. And then when you die, the bank takes the house.
Who ended up profiting from that?
Well, I mean, we start with Steve Mnuchin, right? Donald Trump's Treasury Secretary. He was not running this bank when it made that reverse mortgage.
Right.
But the bank itself collapsed in 2008. And so Steve Mnuchin gets together with his group of friends and they take this bank off the government's hands. They pay the government nothing. And then the government agrees to subsidize them if they lose money foreclosing on people. So normally a bank shouldn't have any incentive to foreclose, but we made this deal with Mnuchin that if he foreclosed on a family like Sandy's, it didn't matter if he would lose money. We'd pick up to 90% of his losses. And my reporting revealed that we paid his group more than $1 billion in government subsidies. But he's not the only home wrecker who profited off of this house, as you mentioned.
Right. So the family loses the home after Sandy fought mightily to keep it. And then she finds she has a new landlord.
Right. And the new owner is Colfin AI 5 California LLC. That tracks back to Tom Barrack, Donald Trump's best friend. And Barrack's company not only bought Sandy's home through this shell company, he bought up more than 30,000 homes. And Sandy ends up paying more than $40,000 in rent to rent her old house back over the course of just 18 months.
You, of course, tried to talk to some of these people. You couldn't get Tom Barrack to answer your questions. But we do know that Barrack and Steve Mnuchin were saying that they were buying assets that nobody wanted and helping stabilize the economy. What's your response to that?
I mean, that is exactly their argument. They said that they were buying assets and the economy would have been worse off. I also interviewed people like Sheila Bair, who is the head of the FDIC. And she said even in retrospect, the government would have lost even more money if it hadn't given this bank away to Steve Mnuchin and subsidized his foreclosures. we need to understand that the government had other options besides this massive giveaway. During the Great Depression, Franklin Roosevelt started a government-run bank. It saved 1 million homes. And in the end, when the bank finally wound down in the 50s, it had turned a profit. With the GI Bill after World War II, we helped 4 million American veterans buy homes, and we broke even. You contrast that to these massive giveaways that occurred over the past decade.
What's wrong with corporate ownership of single-family homes?
You know, well, they'll say that we're just providing options for people who want to rent, right?
Mm-hmm.
In America, the average homeowner is worth 100 times more than the average renter. And this is not because the average homeowner makes like 100 times more money. It's because most of us spend most of our money on essentials like healthcare and food and clothing that depreciate immediately into nothingness. And housing is the one thing where either it's going to be money that we spend and we build equity and security for our family, or it's going to go to our landlord. And so we've seen a big shift. There are now 3 million homes, single-family homes, and 10 million apartment units that are owned by shell companies. We have to ask ourselves that this is really the kind of system we want to live in. And do we want to have the opportunity for shared prosperity?
All right. Aaron Glantz, senior reporter at Reveal and author of the book Homewreckers. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We've got an excerpt of the book at marketplace.org.